Greetings, this is Pastor Stan Harvey of the Pentecostals of Sydney. Thank you for joining us on our podcast. It is our hope that this message, whether it be a Sunday service or a midweek lesson, would be a blessing and a help to you in your spiritual journey. Stay connected with us on our website, posydney.com, or on our numerous social media platforms. Now to the service.
We can all turn to the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 30, and we're going to do some reading, if that's okay. And we're going to read from verses 1 to 26. And it reads, David and his men, they had reached Ziklag on the third day. Now the Amalekites had raided the Negev at Ziklag, and they attacked Ziklag and burnt it. And they had taken captive the women and everyone else in it, both young and old. They killed none of them, but they carried them off as they went on their way. When David and his men reached Ziklag, they found it destroyed by fire, and their wives and sons and their daughters had been taken captive. So David and his men, they wept aloud until they had no more strength left to weep. David's two wives had been captured, Ahinoam of Jezreel and Abigail, the widow of Nabal of Carmel. And David was greatly distressed because the men were talking of stoning him. Each one was bitter in his spirit because of his sons and daughters. But David found strength in the Lord his God. And then David said to Abiathar the priest, the son of Ahimelech, bring me the ephod. And Abiathar brought it to him, and David inquired of the Lord, shall I pursue this raiding party, and will I overtake them? Pursue them, he said, and you will certainly overtake them and succeed in the rescue. David and the 600 men that were with him, they went to the Bezor Valley, where some stayed behind, 200 of them, and they were too exhausted to cross the valley, but David and the other 400 continued in the pursuit. Verse 11, they found an Egyptian in a field. They brought him to David. They gave him water to drink and food to eat, part of a cake that was pressed with figs, two cakes of raisins. He ate and then was revived, for he had not eaten any food or drunk any water for 3 days and three nights. David asked him, who do you belong to? Where do you come from? And he said, I'm an Egyptian, the slave of an Amalekite. My master abandoned me when I became ill for 3 days, and for 3 days, and that was 3 days ago, we raided the Negev of the Kerethites, some territory belonging to Judah, and the Negev of Caleb, and we burnt Ziklag. And David asked him, can you lead me down to this raiding party? And he answered, swear to me before God that you will not kill me or hand me over to my master, and then I'll take you down to them. He led David down, and they were scattered over the countryside, eating, drinking, reveling, because of the great amount of plunder they had taken from the land of the Philistines and from Judah. David fought them from dusk until the evening of the next day, and none of them got away except for 400 young men who rode off on camels and fled. David recovered everything that the Amalekites had taken, including his two wives. Nothing was missing, young or old, boy or girl, plunder or anything else that they had taken. David had brought back everything. He took all the flocks and herds and his men, drove them ahead of the other livestock, saying, this is David's plunder. And then David came to the 200 men who had been exhausted to follow him and who were left behind at the Bezor Valley. And they came out to meet David and the men with him. And as David and his men approached, he asked them how they were. But all the evil men and troublemakers among David's followers said, because they did not go out with us, we will not share with the plunder that we recovered. However, each man take his wife and children and go. But David replied, no, my brothers, you must not do with what the Lord has given us. He has protected us and delivered us into our hands, the raiding party that came against us. And who will listen to what you say? The share of the men who stayed with the supplies to be the same as that of him who went down to the battle. All will share alike. And David made this statute and ordinance for Israel for that day to this. Thank you. You may be seated. I want to title my message today on a real simple, a New Year's resolution. A New Year's resolution. Now, when you look into the creation account that is found in the book of Genesis, you'll find that man, he's made uniquely and distinct from all the other living creatures that God has created. Actually, according to the Bible, man is made in the Imago Dei, Latin for in the image of God. And that is a theological truth, that all humanity is stamped with God's image. Now, there are debates, there is much discrepancies regarding this particular concept, but what we all agree on is that we are all created in the image of God. And so because we are created in God's image, it separates us from all creation. And part of that is found in the distinct characteristic that is in humanity, that's within us. And that is that God made us with the gift of a free will. And you see, all other living creatures, right? They follow the seasons of the year. They follow their animal instinct. But what makes you and me different is that God has given us the ability to choose. God has given us the ability to make decisions. And so some would argue, right? That would argue that because we've been given the ability to make choices, that it somewhat shapes the world that you and I live in. Right? That it shapes the world that you and I live in. This thing called the power of choice. This power of choice that has the creative ability that mirrors the creative ability and power of God. So in a sense, the world that you live in is a result of decisions and choices that we make. Amen? The world that we live in. See, you see, there's a book that is called Smart Choices. Hello. I had to read that. I was encouraged by my wife. Smart Choices. This book, it actually suggests this. It says that what you are, who you are, where you are, how successful you are, and how happy you are all the results of choices and decisions that you and I make. So in short, decisions that you make, Brother Vasilis, is what make you. Yeah? Decisions that you make define the world that you currently, right now, live in, your choices. Amen? Decisions that you make. And I want you to think about this. I want you to somewhat remember what I'm kind of trying to say, because as we come to the end of the year, right? Tomorrow's going to be New Year's Day. As we come to the end of a new year, it's only natural for us to enter into a time of reflection, of remembrance, as we look back to now what lays behind you. 2023 is going to be gone. All you have to do is flick your TV sets on. Look at what's trending on social media. And you know what you will discover right now as we sit? That the world is in a mode of reflection and of remembrance. You know what the world right now is in reflection of? They're reflecting on the news highlights of the year. The world right now is in reflection and they're in remembrance of certain major events that has impacted and affected the world globally in 2023. May I suggest, if you allow me, which I'll suggest it anyway, that if you enter into a moment of reflection, if you enter into a mode of remembrance, it should lead you to rejoice. If you take the moment, right, and it shouldn't be that difficult, Brother Sam, that if you take the walk down memory lane, somewhere there you should find an amen. Somewhere in your reflection and in your remembrance of 2023, you should find a moment to rejoice and an amen moment. Amen? Because you know what? You know Fox Sports. I know you don't watch TV. You know Fox Sports, right? Anyway, you can go and buy the newspaper. Anyway, it's in there. Right, Fox Sports and all the news channels, all the sports channels, Brother Ben. You know what they're showcasing right now? They're showing the highlight reels of the 10 countdown highlight reels of sporting achievements of 2023. I wonder, if we were to pull out, Brother Guy, God's film reel, Sister Gina, of our life in 2023, and we looked at the 10 countdown moments of our life, that should lead you to say amen. Because I wonder, if you allow me to suggest, if we were to look at the 10 countdown moments of our life, how would that look? Can I suggest to you how our 10 countdown moments of 2023 would probably look like for the majority of us? Can you allow me the liberty to give a 10 countdown moments of some of our lives? Number 10. Look at the storms that God has brought you through this year. Number 9, Brother Kitty, remember all the blessings that God has delivered at your doorstep this year. Number 8, think about the prayers that God has answered when you didn't even know what to ask God about, and He comes through for you. Number 7, remember the doors that God has opened that you didn't even know could be opened. But God made a way, Sister Mary, when there was no way. Number 6, Brother Frank, look at all the mess that you messed up this year. Brother Bully and God cleaned it up. 5, look at all the dangers that God has protected you from and protected you through. Number 3, think about all those people who said things about you and God shut their mouths and shut them down. Number 2, think about, right, 360 something days that God woke you up and you didn't even deserve to see another day shine in your life. And guess what? Number one. You know what's number one? Think about all the sins that God has forgiven you in 2023. Oh, my Lord. When I think about what God has done and what God has brought me through, I don't need my neighbor to nudge me to say an amen. But you and me should have good enough sense to declare that God is good, that God is worthy, that God should be greatly praised. When you think about what God, oh, can I preach to you? Hallelujah. When I think about what God has done. Oh, hallelujah. When you take that walk down memory lane, you don't need somebody to remind you what God has done for you in 2023. Reflection, yes, should lead you to rejoicing, but it should also lead you to a resolution. You know, resolution, it should cause you to think about some of the things that you need to change. Resolution. Well, I just lost my notes. In 2023, as you think about the new years, you got less than 12 hours to think about what you're going to do in 2024. Let me give you some background regarding the scriptures that we just read. Right up to this point, up to Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 30, right up to this point, you got King Saul, right? Full of insecurities. And his insecurities, they cause him to be absolutely consumed with jealousy towards David. And David is on the run. And the armies of Israel, they're split between the men and soldiers of Saul and those that are loyal to David, which is about 600 men. In fact, David had two opportunities where he could have killed Saul. But David didn't want to touch God's anointed. David was trying to, he didn't want to engage in a conflict with Saul. He did everything that he could to avoid any confrontation. Saul was adamant. David knew that his men could easily overpower and overthrow Saul's men. I mean, when we hear Pastor's message 2 weeks ago, remember when he preached on some of the men of David, that just one of them could take on a lion and a giant? I mean, these guys were men of great valor. And David knew that his men could easily overtake them. So David was trying to avoid a civil war. Because if he had engaged in a civil war, David then would be forced to kill Saul. So you know what David does? He does something really unprecedented. He defects. And in short, David takes his 600 men, and then they become mercenaries for a Philistine king called King Achish. And so while he's under King Achish, they begin to plunder the lands of the Amalekites and the Gershites. But then he goes back and tells King Achish that he's actually raiding the land of Israel. So he was lying. Just so that he could gain the trust of King Achish. After a year and 4 months of his service. The Philistines are prepping for battle against the Israelites. And guess who turns up at the battlefield? King Achish and his homeboy, David. And you know what this Philistines general said to King Achish? Yo, King Achish, he may be your boy, but we don't trust him. What happens if David turns around and he flips the script on us? Because we all know that David, his men, and his God will be absolutely defeated if he turns on us. So there was a unanimous decision that was made by the Philistine generals. King Achish couldn't do nothing. He was outvoted. And so David and his men were sent back packing on a three-day journey back to Ziklag. As they arrived to Ziklag, they're given the news that the Amalekites have returned the favor. And as they approach the city of Ziklag, they're confronted with absolute devastation. And as they get to the town, they realize that their children, their wives, their sons, their daughters, their livestock had all been taken captives by the Amalekites. And the men of David wept sorely. This deep groan, the Bible says that they wept so much that they couldn't cry anymore. They wept so much that they lost their strength. Deep pain. Can I suggest to you this morning, as we read from this text, there are several decisions that David had to make to change his whole world around. And can I drop that on you this morning? There are several decisions that he had to make that absolutely changed his world around. And I want to encourage you, before you enter 2024, there are going to be some decisions. There are going to be some difficult decisions that you're going to have to make. David was confronted with circumstances, and he had to make some difficult decisions. And for your New Year's resolution, can I encourage you that if you are going to make changes this year, that we take a bit from David's book. You see, David had to make a choice, a decision, that he was going to press through the pain. Amen. Can I say something about your neighbor that is sitting next to you? Can I? I'm going to be kind. You see, your neighbor next to you hasn't always, in 2023, had a hallelujah and a thank you Jesus moment in 2023. You see, 2023 for some of us, it brought us through some things. Some of you went through some things. Some of you are still going through it. Some of you have seen some things in 2023. Some of you have come through some things. The brother Matt, that no Bible-carrying, tongue-talking, oneness-believing, baptized in Jesus' name, Pentecostal, should go through. You've been through some things in 2023, brother George. And the Lord is saying that if we're going to make changes, then you're going to have to learn how to make a decision in pressing through. Yeah.
pressing through everything that you have gone through this year. You see, you didn't know that you were going to lose some of the things that you've lost. Some of you didn't know that you were going to lose that relationship. Some of you didn't realize that you were going to lose some money and honey. Some of you didn't realize how bad 2023 was going to be. Some of us didn't realize we had to deal with some unexpected issues. You didn't plan for it. It just happened. And the Lord is wanting to encourage you this morning that if 2024 is going to be different from 2023, then you're going to have to be confronted making some difficult decisions, that you are going to press through some of the issues, that because some of those issues can hold you back. Yeah? And you're going to have to make a decision. You see, I don't want 2024 to mirror 2023. You see, there are some lessons, Brother Bully, than some classes in life that I don't need to go to again, Brother Matt. I don't need to be separated from my family for another 8 months. I don't have to go through the fact that my wife was missing me for 8 months. There are some things that we don't have to go through again. And you're going to have to make that difficult decision to press through, to press through. Because some of those things that you have gone through, they're heavy, they're deep. Yeah? Some of the stuff that you've had to kind of engage in, and a lot of times, a lot of the things that we're dealing with is people. You discover that your friends are fake and your enemies are real. You got to go through some stuff. And God's saying that the first decision that you're going to have to make if you are going to enter 2024 with victory is that you're going to have to decide, hey, I am going to press through and press forward. David and his men, man. 800 men crying, right? Can you imagine these men of war weeping? And to add insult to injury for David, they want to kill him. They want to stone him. You know the difference between immaturity, right? There's a difference with David and his 600 men, Gina. And in life, right, there's, you know how you deal with disappointments. And if you don't deal with disappointments properly, you get angry. And then when you get angry and you don't deal with your anger, it kind of goes towards bitterness, right? And then all of a sudden, you want to kind of start blaming everybody, yeah? It's everybody's fault. Now, like, we all know somebody like that, right? You know, that person, nothing's ever right. It's everyone else's fault, Brother Sam. Now, if you don't know someone like that, it's probably you. I'm talking to myself. Just like Steph. Oh. See, before the clock strikes 12 today, and the calendar flips, and we enter into 2024 tomorrow, there's something inherently true, that your world is not going to change. And only because it's going to be the 1st of January tomorrow, Brother Frank, it doesn't mean that your troubles are going to go away. Only because it's going to be 2024 tomorrow, young people, it doesn't mean that your issues are just going to disappear. Because the same problems and issues that were waiting for you this morning before you came to service, they're waiting for you after service. That's the reality. The only thing that's going to change the world that you live in is if you begin to initiate your Imago Dei, your ability to make choices and decisions. You see, change is not going to happen, and it's dependent on your capacity to make some difficult choices. And 2024 has already challenged you that you need to press forward. That you need to press beyond the disappointments of 2023. You need to make a decision that you're not going to be the same person that you were in 2023. You need to press. Hallelujah. Paul says that I press towards the call, his higher call in Jesus Christ. You see, like David, God has told you to pursue. And everything that you had lost in 2023, God's promised that if you make some difficult decisions, everything that you lost last year, everything that you lost, God said you will recover it. But it's going to be dependent on you making the difficult decisions. And you know how David does that? Dealing with a bunch of 600 grown men, right? Crying. Sister Sayer, weeping. You know, like at those funerals, you know, those where you just hear those loud, these men were like yelling at the top of their voices. And but the funny thing is, the Bible says, I mean, these people were weeping as if their women and children and the sons and daughters had been killed. They were acting as if they were dead. You know, there are some of us Christians, right? We are infected with hyperbole. And I see some people like trying to H-Y-P. Let me save you the time. I had to be really careful when I said that because I hope my tongue was about to twist. Hyperbole. You know what that is? Exaggeration. Man, God sent me today to tell you that you need to get over yourself. It's not all about you. Stop sooking. Stop crying. Stop exaggerating. You see, I know 2023 was bad. But God said it could have been worse. I know you went through pain, but he said it could have been more painful. I know you hurt in 2023, but God said it could have been more hurtful. It could have been bad. And God said, suck it up. He says, stop exaggerating. You know what that means? God told me to tell you, get your life in perspective. It's not that bad. You make the choice. And that's what David did. You know why it wasn't that bad? I'll tell you. David, as these 600 grown men are hussing and cussing, and they're complaining, David, the Bible says, and it says, but David strengthens himself. One of the difficult choices that you're going to have to make in life, if you are going to have a 2024, that is going to be victorious in Jesus Christ, you're going to need to decide that you've got to find strength in all your frustration. You've got to find the strength when everything around you doesn't make sense, Brother Frank. When things just don't look like they're supposed to be. You've got to find strength in the things that you've just gone through. Don't let what you've gone through define who you will be in 2024. How many of you want a new experience next year? Then you need to make some decisions today. You've got less than 11 hours before the clock turns and then the new year is invited. What will be your New Year's resolution? David had to decide, and he had to make a decision that he was going to find strength in the Lord, in the circumstances. He said that, Uncle Nossi, he said that I've got to find the strength. You know what? Sometimes God put us in a situation that you're going to find that sometimes there are moments where family can't help you, friends can't help you, and you find yourself on your own, and you find yourself in a place where it's just you, and in that moment, you've got to make some decisions. You know, I know some of you have been through some really bad stuff. I don't know what you've gone through, but God does. Some of us have gone through some things. And David has to find strength in himself. He had to tell himself. He had to talk to himself. He had to encourage himself. You know what? Let me tell you something. You got to make a decision that in 2024, that the opinions of others are not going to matter. Because you see, in 2024, God wants to know, whether you have found the power that's in you. You've got to learn to talk to yourself. That's what David did. He learned that in the midst of his distress, you know what he started talking? You know what he started saying? He said, self, get out of this depression. Self, I'm not going to let anxiety overtake me. Self, I'm not going to let disappointment. I've got to talk to myself. Hallelujah. You can't rely on your neighbor. Because God says, can you worship him by yourself? When there's no music, can you worship God by yourself? When there's no preaching, can you preach to yourself? You've got to learn to tell self that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Talk to self and tell yourself that I am more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Talk to yourself. Encourage yourself. Sister, send yourself some flowers and tell yourself that you are the bomb. Brother, take yourself out to dinner and tell yourself that you're all that. Talk to yourself. Hallelujah. Encourage yourself. No one else is going to make the decision but yourself. Hallelujah. A New Year's resolution. Hallelujah. I believe God is dealing with us. That He's calling us to a deeper walk. And He wants you to pursue your call. And I'm going to cut it short because we're going to come to an end. You know what the other choices that He had to make? The Bible says that they got to the brook. And in their pursuit, these 600 men, 200 of them, decided that they couldn't continue. Because they're still dealing with the issues. They're still dealing with the pain and the heartache of losing their loved ones. So 200 of them remained, and 400 pursued. Some of the decisions that you're going to have to make for 2024, you're going to have to decide to let go of some friendships. You're going to have to let go of some toxic relationships. You're going to have to make these difficult choices. Because you see, if David had did not make that choice and he decided to remain with the 200, guess what? He would have never discovered the Egyptian. And the Egyptian led them to what? The spoil. Don't let people deny you of what God is calling you to be. Don't let your friends. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. You've got to let go of some toxic friendships, because some people are not good for you. All you are to them is welfare. Sorry, can I rephrase that? You're going to have to learn to make some difficult decisions and let go of some people in your life. You see, the Bible says, look, at the end of the day, we can get really attached, but God is calling you, and it's okay. When David came back from getting all the spoils of war, the 200 men were still there. It's okay. God's got His hand upon you, your mates and your friends. It's okay. You need to pursue your call. There's a blessing that's awaiting you. God wants to bless your life. God wants to bring a restoration. God wants you in 2024. He wants to use you. God wants you to understand that you are more than what you think you are. As I close, the Bible says that He, the Son, is set free. He's free indeed. The truth, the Bible says, shall set you free. You know what that truth is? It's the truth about you. It's the truth about me. It's the truth that we are the children. We are the sons and the daughters of the Most High. God wants you to understand that when you understand who you really are, when you come to the revelation, just like David says in Psalms 139, he says, I will praise Him, for I am what? Fearfully, and I am wonderfully made. When you come to the revelation of who you are, I'm telling you, you can initiate your Omega Day. Hallelujah. The fact you were created in God's image, and He's given you the ability to make decisions. And if you do, you'll change your world. Let's stand. A New Year's resolution. I'm just going to open this altar up. Why don't you make a New Year's resolution to God? Make a new commitment before the clock strikes 12 today and the calendar page changes. Why don't you recommit your life? Why don't you make some things? Are you happy with who you are right now? I want to go into 2024 a new man, a new person with new desires. I want to go into 2024 full speed ahead. I want to pursue that which God has called me for. The altar is open. You've got to make some difficult decisions. Come and talk to God. Come and make some resolution. Come and talk to God and talk to Him about some changes that you're willing to do next year. While you're waiting, some have been here and you keep saying, next year I'll go for the Holy Ghost. But the Bible declares that today is your day of salvation. Don't wait till 2024. Don't withhold on your baptism. Enter 2024 as a new man, a new woman in Christ. Hallelujah.
My Savior.